Well, everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're here to do instantaneous healings. So I think what we'll do first is bring in the light beam energy. So if you're brand new to the program, click on Creation Light Ship Healing and scroll down, and you're going to see a light beam there underneath the blinking flower. And as you have her come up, we're going to do an energizing of the photograph of her. And she's going to actually come into the picture, and you may actually see her energy change somewhat as the light frequencies around her head, the little rays will maybe change color on your monitor. She may start to float on your screen. And normally the eyes get more pronounced and they emit more white light from them. So we're going to energize her right now, and this will also change the energy in your room where you are. And the light ship only works with heart energy, so they'll connect right to your heart. So you may start to feel your heart kind of melt a little bit, and you may get your body more relaxed. So we're going to start to energize her right now. So just keep watching the photo. And she's starting now to come into the photograph here. She's coming from the light ship down into your monitor screen. And I get comments from people who have went to the fast chat, went to archives, and they are amazed that the energy is on the archives, too, and that she actually changes instantly as they're doing this process. So she's getting activated right now, and there she is. Okay, what we're going to do is bring in one of the defense fleet ships. So it may sound kind of maybe negative in a sense, but it's not. It's pure love energy. This is what goes out to work with the darkness, to take away the darkness out of the creation of light energy. And so on a count to 10, as it starts to come into your room, and it's a very high frequency of love, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 and we'll see how that's going for everyone here. Stronger. Somebody would like to comment on the fast chat if that's strong enough for you. We'll leave it at this. If not, we'll increase the energy if you'd like to have it a little stronger in your room here. And we're going to first do some empathy releases. And we're just going to do it really quick here. So do your whole body at one time instead of going up through the body. So here we go. And just start working with the bottom of your feet and working the way up here. Now we're at your waist area. Now we're up to your shoulders. And now we're to the top of your head. Okay, and these energies are starting to leave you now. You might feel some of the pain. If you have any pain in your body, it's probably being subsided right now, being released from you. Entities can bring you pain. Remember, they take on the addictions of other people and then give you those addictions too, and they bring pain to you if you have pain. So everything kind of works that way, like attracts like. So you want to always stay in your body if you can to prevent these things from coming into you, into your consciousness. Okay, wonderful. We're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. And I'll count to 10 now. Your spirit's cleansed and going to come into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel the presence of your spirit, and we have a request to bring in the a small light ship at a higher intensity coming into your room. So this is your choice. If it's already where you like it to be, just say not to come in any stronger. And if you want it to be increased, then we'll do this. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, and this is one of the defense fleet ships. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels great to me. So if we get some comments on fast chat, we can go a little bit more, but that's probably, I think, pretty adequate here. So we're going to now do a chakra alignment. Go to your heart center first. Reposition that for you. Perfect. Throat chakra good. Third eye good. Power chakra good. Second chakra and first chakra. There we go. We'll do an opening for everyone. So we'll make the chakras open up wider. This will allow you to have more healing energy into your body. So we'll start with the heart center first. So heart chakra, use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. Then going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 spin. There's some energy out there that needs to be corrected here. Moving it around a little bit here. There we go. Must have been reversed in a couple people. Here we go. Spin, 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 open. And going down now. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So just think of an elevator with your awakening consciousness on the 10th floor, your forehead we'll call it, and the first floor is your heart center. We're going to drop down now. So as you're dropping down levels, you might feel the energy actually change in your body a little bit. And you should feel like your thoughts are in your heart center. So we're dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you stay and reside in your heart center. We'll put some music on for you to just be with yourself. This is where your guidance is. Thank you. Okay, so stay in your heart. We got a request to do a water charging, so we can do that tonight. So get a 8-ounce glass of water, and we'll do that in about 5 minutes here. We'll bring in another divine energy coming in, so you can experience that. We'll bring in the energy from the light ship of Archangel Michael. And this will give people plenty of time to get their water as this energy comes into your room. So here comes Archangel Michael's energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Go to the water charging in about 2 minutes here. Water charging now. So we'll bring in the female energy of Archangel Michael. So this will be what we might want to call his twin flame energy. And this energy is going to be doing the water charging for you. And this water will be used for like a mouthwash. People like that a lot now. So just take the water in, maybe hold it in your mouth for maybe 15 seconds, maybe a half a minute, and you may want to spit it out. It's kind of up to you. This water will typically last for probably no more than 3 days, so you definitely want to use it. And naturally, the waters that the light beings do, they don't want you to hoard the water because at that point, it's not serving the purpose. So here we go. You look at the light beam on your monitor screen. And I want you to hold the water in your hand. And here comes the twin flame energy, the female aspect of Archangel Michael, who's going to be charging the water for you. And it's starting right now. And you might feel this heart connection going through your body, into your palm chakras, out of your fingers. Okay, they're saying about 20 more seconds to go here. All Okay, looking pretty good. About 5 more seconds. Okay, you can try your water here. You don't want to typically swallow it. It's just for like a mouthwash. You probably could, but you might want to actually spit it out. But your body will tell you what to do with it. This is for people who have, you know, maybe a gum infection or something like that. So just kind of listen to your body to see what you want to do with the water here. So enjoy your water and take a sip of it, and I'll just put some music on and be back in another couple of minutes. Like most of you probably have used your water up, I think. So you might give me a comment on that on the fast chat. That's what it feels like to me. We're going to put you now into this present moment. And this is very important because you don't want to be behind time or ahead of time. So I'll just bring everybody who's in the future back to this moment. I'll just count to 10 and work backwards here. So depending how far you out, depending how far out you are, it's going to be the same amount of time to do this. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're in the present moment. And if you're in the past, here we go, same process. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you're in the present moment. So you should feel an energy shift in your body. And you might have some tingles happening also. We're going to do a spirit alignment for you. The spirit can be in the body differently if you do crash landing. So what we're going to do is take you out of your body momentarily, and I'll put you in straight again. And remember, you might feel, again, a special shift happening. So here we go. You're coming out of your body right now, and now you're coming back in, and I'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you should be in properly. Some people can be upside down, turned sideways. You know, you could be out on the astral plane, which I don't recommend doing. You could have spiritual warfare done out there. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens. I've seen bodies where their whole midsection is like turned backwards and twisted. And many things can happen. So I guess the question is, can we drink the water? No, I would not drink the water. If you did, I guess it's okay, but this is just made to put in your mouth and to rinse it out like a mouthwash, okay? Next, we're going to do a couple sample healings here for people. And I'm just trying to read the energy here, what needs to be done here. We have some feelings that need to be addressed, so we're going to do a feeling body. Here we go. So we're going to go about a week in the past here. So then we'll come back. So we'll just say 7 days ago. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So yeah, if you drank the water, I guess your body must have needed it. Normally it's used just to take out toxins and poison out of your mouth, but maybe your body wanted to do that. So, you know, you have to go with the flow to see. Normally I don't recommend that, but whatever works, works. So here we go. A mental clearing. This is for people who are mental. Women are mental too, along with men, although maybe the energy isn't as concentrated there. Same process, 7 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. 2 days. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. 1 day. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. And today. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. So again, take a note on how you feel. Look back upon situations that you dealt with in the last week and see how your body's responding. They should be a little more distant to you right now. And again, I'll put some music on as you sample here. And just kind of contemplate on events that you went through in your life and see if the pressure is released from you. haven't noticed, the lightships again changed the rainbow. They changed it, I think, a couple of years ago. If you see a rainbow now, it's going to be different than what it was before. Some people are not really that intuitive or even look at it any longer, but it has changed. We have bluer skies, which the lightship brought here just a short while ago. I'd say within the last month, the skies became much bluer. And what we have right now happening is that the Earth Spirit is putting forth about a 1 to 2 inch energy field on the surface of the Earth, a pink energy. This will help people to connect to themselves more in love energy. And it's also being used to disconnect people who are courting the Earth energy, the Earth Spirit. A lot of people somehow, I don't know how this ever got started, but people think they have to ground to the Earth. And that's another, fallacy way to, get rid of your power. Because when you do that, you're naturally grounding your spirit to the earth, and it has no business even doing that. So definitely don't want to ground to the earth. There's no reason to experience the same frequency as the earth spirit and what it's going through, which could be traumas and earthquakes and forest fires, etc., hurricanes. So you want to definitely not ground to the earth. I don't know how that even got started. It's just bizarre when I hear about that. So you want to ground to your heart center. That's who you are, not to connect yourself to something else outside of yourself. Everything that the lightship talks about is what was taught from Jesus 2,000 years ago, which is he got the teachings from the lightship. So nothing has changed. It's all spiritual truth. You want to connect to yourself, not to anything outside of yourself. That also includes, group meditations, etc., where you're aligning yourself with some energies, again, outside of yourself, and being connected and reconnected to these energy forms and force fields that can cause you physical harm and actually steal your soul. And they're going to be doing something coming up here with the oxygen on the earth here. I'll bring in one of the oxygen energies here from the lightship. Number 18 is very powerful. It's used for a real quick transformation of energy. So start taking a deep breath here, and here comes oxygen number 18. And I'll bring it in. It'll come right into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, take some deep breaths, and we'll see you back in a few minutes here. they want to bring us option number 7. So you can take another deep breath or two here. It normally takes about 10, 15 seconds for the energy to come in. And you can experience the light shift option number 7 energy. Looks like it used to be in the 70s. Yeah, that's probably true. Another one from Pranav said that breathing, that air that he's breathing is very crisp. Yes, that is correct. So it is different. Remember, the light has all different light frequencies that make up the light. And so the light ship is just bringing to you just a segment, a small portion of a given frequency at one time to sample. And this is how the frequencies change so much. Another question about twin flame energies here. Yeah, I can bring in your twin flame, but I'd recommend, because they can only stage this for maybe a minute for you. In order to be integrated with your twin flame energy in this lifetime, you need to do an emotional healing with me, a mental healing, and a sensory clearing, which is past lives. And that will clear you out enough so that your twin flame will be able to fully come into your body in order to integrate with you. Otherwise, it cannot because of the densities that everyone has. Like I mentioned, probably not recently, but in the past, remember, we're carrying 4,000 years of density in our bodies. This is why people are having so much trouble moving forward, because the Earth did not do the ascension process. The Earth spirit stayed here the last 2,000 years. There were people who did ascend, but because Jesus' life was cut short by about 18 years, he couldn't reach enough people, so the Earth decided to redo the same, if you want to use the word dimensional, process, the same learning experience, okay, so it didn't go anywhere. So it did not increase its vibration into a higher consciousness, because the people were not ready to do the ascension or to, you know, be able to accept this energy. So what happened was the people that were still living here, who did not ascend, you're still dealing with the same density of cellular memory. And this is why it's a little harder this time around. Plus, because of parallel lives by the dark side, they're bringing those to us. Remember, when you're not here, where are you? You know, normally in parallel lives. And we had a comment about nightmares, so that's very possible too. We're going to do a pain body, then we have one for the immune system. So let's do the pain body first. Here we go. And then we'll see if we can get the twin flame energy to come in. Pain body, so here we go. I'll count to 10 as you get some of this energy being released from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just kind of changing the agenda a little bit here, the way I do the healings. So this is a pain body release. Sit back and relax, and the energy is with you right now. And kind of feel the energy working around you and through you. Just focus on what you want to have released. And you might even want to put your hand there. System, bring the energy in to help you with that. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Healing here. We'll do a healing on your chakra system. So what we're going to do, since we probably have an older group here, from we'll say maybe over 30, we'll start at the age of 30, and I'm going to do an alignment for you for the age of 30 for your six chakras. Remember, if they go out of alignment from the past, they're still with you out of alignment. And so that's why you want to have them put back into alignment so that you can integrate all these frequencies. So here we go, age 30. And again, sit back and relax and feel your energy in your body. So age 30, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, that looks perfect. I'm going to go back to the age 24. Just picking random numbers here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Great. We'll go to 18. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I got to do 20 for someone out there. Boy, my throat chakra here. So must be throat chakra stuff. Age 20, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, and we'll do age 10. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And we'll go to age 5. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. There we go. So again, sit back and kind of see how your body is feeling. It's probably going to be buzzing as those chakras are put back into alignment, so you can take more healing energy into your body. And I guess Butterfly is under 25. Well, we got you, Butterfly, and a few of them there. Chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Are going to actually again take you out of your body momentarily. This happens instantly, and there's no fear about this because the light ship is doing it for you. And we're going to put you in through the bottom of your feet, and this way you're going to have more energy in your legs and in your feet. Just kind of remember that your spirit really doesn't want to be here. So most spirits don't want to go down below the waist because they want to be able to leave quickly. And you know, after all, that's I guess if you were conscious of your spirit, you'd probably feel the same way. So what we're going to do now is force it, we'll say, into your feet and your legs. And this sometimes people get dizzy with a little bit. So we're going to take you out. Instead of coming in through your crown chakra, or maybe your heart, the way your spirit normally would do this here, we're now going to come in through the bottom of your feet. Butterfly, are you 14? That's great. So here we go. We're coming in now, going to go out and coming to the bottom of our feet and ankles and knees. There we go. And coming out and in, 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 out and in. Oh, I think she mentioned age 14. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, we'll just do two quick requests here. Time's running out, so age 6 and 14. So 6, chakra alignment. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and age 14. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And again, I'll put a song on just for a little bit here so you can experience this energy moving in your body. And through all these clearings, just take note how they affect you. And it's an indication if you actually need this clearing or not. If you do feel something happening to you, then more than likely, because you are feeling this, you're going to be probably needing it at some point in time. So this is the way I show people what they actually need with the healing. Some people won't relate to it, other people will. Comes your twin flame energy. We'll bring it in through the light beam here. I'll count to 10 as the other half of you can integrate just for a short time. Remember, because of the densities, it can't stay with you, unfortunately. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just experience this here for a short time here. It's very, very precious, very wonderful. This is your other half. We have the song from Van Halen, Love Walks In. It starts off, contact is all it takes. That's connecting with your spirit. And the other part of the song is, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. And that's your spirit coming fully present into your body, which is what's needed for ascension. So, blessings to all of you. We have 1-hour conference calls, Mondays and Fridays, for only $20. If you wish to get on our email list, you can go down to the bottom of this page here and click on it, and then you'll be sent an email to confirm that you wish to get on. And I love getting emails from people, so you can go on to healing@creationlightship.com and explain and tell me about your healing that you had tonight. I love reading them, and some are very, very precious. So I'll say blessings to all of you, And our next show will be Friday at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So good night to everybody, and have a wonderful evening.